Britons have been bemused by a political scandal involving a bicycle, a bobby, and a bad-tempered cabinet minister. The scandal has triggered outrage, and some charge that the country's conservative-led government is out of touch with ordinary Britons. Vicky Barker has more from London.
A week ago Wednesday, one of the policemen guarding the prime ministerial complex at Downing Street told an obscure British cabinet minister named Andrew Mitchell he couldn't ride his bicycle out the main gate, but had to walk it through the narrower pedestrian gate instead. Mitchell lost his temper. That much everyone's agreed on. But according to the policeman, not only did Mitchell allegedly and repeatedly use the F word, worse, in many eyes, he allegedly called the nearby officers plebs.
Good morning. Well, I want, first of all, to reiterate the apology I made last week.
1 week later, Mitchell was still apologizing while also taking issue with the bobby's account.
Did you call them pleb? I'm very clear about what I said and what I didn't say, and I want to make it absolutely clear that I did not use the words that have been attributed to me.
Did you swear?
I'm now going to go in and get on with my work. Thank you very much indeed.
But what did you say, Mr. Mitchell?
Pleb, from the Latin plebeian, meaning commoner, the kind of slang associated here with overbred old Etonians gazing sneeringly down at the little people. In point of fact, Mitchell went to Eton's rival school, Rugby. His fellow Conservative, Prime Minister David Cameron, went to Eton and had this to say.
What Andrew Mitchell said and what he did was not appropriate. It was wrong, and it's right that he's apologised. He's obviously apologised to me, but much more importantly, he's apologised thoroughly to the police, and that needs to be done.
Prime Ministerial Damage Containment, says Ben Brogan of the Daily Telegraph. He says Cameron's worked hard to modernise the image, if not always the reality, of the Conservative or Tory party.
Given that David Cameron has spent so long trying to detoxify the Tory brand and get away from this idea that it is somehow the nasty party, this behaviour would seem to reinforce that perception.
No audio recordings of the encounter have surfaced, but classics scholar Edith Hall thinks Mitchell is guilty, based on the very British class system whose lingering, throbbing nerves have been exposed by this controversy.
One of the reasons I'm absolutely convinced that he did use that word is it's just not the sort of thing a policeman would invent.
The Police Federation has called for Mitchell to be fired, but his job seems safe for now. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
This is NPR News.